This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Sell time, Michael. Bringing it back.
Buy.
What are you buying?
I'm buying that the Broncos. Sells pretty off.
The first one I was going to ask is, are the Broncos going to beat the Giants? Or are the Broncos going to lose to the Giants?
Oh, we're buying
I screwed
the Broncos
that up.
Beat the Giants.
I screwed that up. No, the first buy or sell. And again, Mike, don't do your thing that you do. Just don't do it.
The buy that I'm going to do it.
1985 Bears had 72 sacks in a season. As a team. That is the record. And again, the sack record is interesting because we didn't always track sacks and stuff like that. But do you buy, with the Broncos have 30 sacks right now. Do you buy or sell that they're going to break the record? Think about this. It's a lot of sacks to go. They're not always going to get 9 sacks in a game. Buy or sell that the Denver Broncos are going to break that record.
I buy that they're going to break the record. However, we all need to keep in mind, this is a great defense, but they had a running era back in the 80s. This is a passing era now. Starting to become a little more running, I think, but you still have a lot more passing than running. So would it be as impressive?
Probably not. But a record's a record, right?
It's still a record, but just keep that in mind. Every time you say, oh, this is a record, you have to compare it to the era. Is this the same era?
No.
Is it the same?
No, they're passing a lot more. Just ask Sean Payton. But yeah. That wasn't the buy or sell. Would it be more impressive? Probably not. But will they break it?
Yes.
Which would be impressive. To have a record? To own a record? A significant record would be pretty cool. So on that same note, I think I've asked this before, but I'm going to ask it again. The sack record is 22 and a half. Michael Strahan did it back in... When did he do that? That was a while ago. That was a long time ago, Mike. 2001. And TJ Watt tied it, I think, right? So it's a tie, a shared record. Is Nick Benito going to break that? He has 8 right now.
I mean, that's pretty close. That one, I don't know. Because with teams, you can always, you might have a bad game.
Yeah.
But with one guy, he could always go dark for a couple of games.
Well,
or he could always get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Injuries, barring injuries. But the fact that you have a running mate in this, Mike, bodes well for Nick Benito. Because, yes, he has the 8 sacks. But Jonathan Cooper has 4.5 sacks.
Oh,
so you can't just like look at Benito and say, okay, we gotta really try to take him out. If you do that, if you put too much focus there, Jonathan Cooper's been balling out as well. And don't sleep on Justin Sternad. I mean, he's got 3.5 sacks. So you have guys that are proving they can also get to the quarterback, and I think that bodes well for Nick Benito to break this record. So I'm buying it too. I think the Broncos are going to break the sack record, and and Nick Benito is going to break the individual record. He's going to get 23 sacks.
I love the recognition that this defense deserves. I wish the recognition back in the Tebow era, the Broncos defense had received that recognition rather than Tim Tebow get everything for running all over the prevent defense.
No, this defense is getting kind of the same love that the no-fly zone got.
Deservedly so.
Absolutely. So this
keep
is
it going so we win the Super Bowl.
Buy or sell, the UNC Bears will crack the top 25 at some point this year. Might be this weekend. Because both teams, the Bears are going up against Sac State, both teams received votes in the top 25. I don't know that the Bears have ever received that. I don't know about the history of Sacramento State. If they win on Saturday, because again, teams in front of them might lose, and that's kind of how that works. Do you buy that the UNC Bears will actually be a ranked FCS team at some point this season?
I'm trying to think if I called UNC to win this game, and
I feel like you did.
I think I called UNC to win this game. So I'm going to go with, yes, they cracked the top 25. They will drop out of the top 25 when they lose to UC Davis, but they might come back in the top 25 when they beat Montana State.
So you're buying it.
I'm going to buy it, but it's a tentative purchase.
I'm buying it, man. The belief, and you know why I'm buying it more so? It's not necessarily about the three wins. It's about the three losses. You know, you lost to Idaho State 26-18.
Should have been blown out by South Dakota. I mean, South Dakota was a top 20 team.
Now, Idaho State did get bounced by Montana State over the weekend, 48-14. So I don't know what kind of team they're going to be, but they also kept it really close with Montana. It was 42-38. So that one's interesting. But these, like, again, going to overtime against South Dakota, and it's a team that feels like they're getting better as the season progresses. And this is all without, you know, this is all on a backup quarterback's arm with already a plethora of injuries that have really hurt this team. But they've found ways to get past that. And that was not the case last season. This was a team that was going through quarterbacks left and right last year and just couldn't seem to get into any kind of a rhythm. So the belief factor is pretty high right now with this football team. It's exciting.
So if they win this weekend and if they win the next weekend, I mean,
they'll be ranked. Yes.
They are going to shock the nation. Not just the FCS.
Yeah.
I mean, the FBS is going to go.
The college football world will look at them. Because the FCS doesn't get ignored like it used to. It does seem like there's more of a respect factor. I mean, you're getting, I know he's bad now, but like Justin Fields or Trey Lance, like quarterbacks that are playing the FCS get drafted high. Those are the kind of things that make people start to think about that. And I know the FCS championship, the way that they do their playoffs has always been exciting.
Wisconsin Whitewater has produced a couple of players.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of good ones coming out lately, right? Like a guy like Cam Chapa for the Bears. Why couldn't that guy play on Sundays? I mean, he's only a sophomore, and he has been lighting it up.
Let's hope he stays here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see.
We'll see what Ed Lamb's leadership does.
You don't want to be a guy like Cam Chapa and go somewhere else and then just be a number. And they don't. Again, look at these fits. Football is so much about fits, man. Whether we're talking FCS, FBS, or we're talking NFL. Look at Baker Mayfield. He's an MVP candidate right now. I might say he's the most popular football player today. Who's more popular than Baker Mayfield today? I mean, people are falling in love with this dude. And he's been on how many teams now? This is his fourth stop. It's all about fit. So this transfer portal stuff is all well and good, but you better make darn sure it's the right fit. Because if you go somewhere and it doesn't work out, you're a forgotten man. You dominate. You get your team into the playoffs. Teams are looking at you, and you might be a draft pick. You might not be an early draft pick, but you might be a draft pick.
You talk about fits. Baker Mayfield fit in Cleveland And yet they got rid of him.
Yeah, he was good in Cleveland. Like, he was all right in Cleveland.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's Cleveland, though.
Cleveland is, like, they're the city of bad decisions. That's what they should just get rid of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame makes some stupid decisions, too.
No, it's not even really Cleveland. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's
they just, like, they add in some disco, probably.
Yeah.
It's no longer Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like Music Hall of Fame. Just call it Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Wow. I'm with you on that. Sorry, I just got a text that kind of rattled me. All good. All positive, I think. It's not a top text candidate, though. Who are you liking right now? Faith?
Faith was good.
I mean, Dixons aren't bad. They're just not what you want to hear, and that's not how you're supposed to judge this, Mike. You're kind of doing what the referees do to Kansas City right now. You're kind of being a hypocrite.
That's not true. I'm judging Dixons by what they are, and I'm saying, yeah, that's very creative.
I thought Rick the Everyman had a really good text. There's some good ones here. A lot of them I haven't read yet, but there's some good ones. If you guys want to fire off a text, 888-530-0043. You win Top Text Tuesday, I'm giving you a $20 gift certificate to Diamond Valley Collectibles, and it is October 14th. A $20 gift certificate there would be great for, you know, your Christmas shopping stuff. And if you win it, you're entered to win the grand prize, which is the $100 gift certificate and a signed jersey. You've already got Christmas made. You got a couple of gifts right there.
Yeah, but with the grand prize comes you and I have to go to the store together and you buy me Legos.
No. You keep trying to get me to take you places, and that idea scares me.
I just want to get Legos over there.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, but I do need to go by there. Great people. Guys, you got to check this place. Listen, if you like live and local radio, like what we do, and you know, I think we're in a world, too, like you're seeing national radio stations that have the local presence, but they own conglomerates, they iHearts, all that stuff. They move on from hosts that have been a part of your morning, but part of your afternoon. Some of you probably know what I'm talking about for years. But if the ratings aren't up or their sponsors aren't happy, then they move on. And fortunately, because of our listeners and our diehard sponsors that care about what we do here, we're able to not fire Michael. And that's exciting for us, kind of.
Brady, the owner, and I have to have a meeting with you afterwards.
I have become you. I am one with this place. I'm part of this place now. I don't even think I was born. I think the station just kind of, a bunch of electricity was zapping through the building, and then suddenly
it birthed you?
It birthed me, I think. But that's what I'm saying is, like, if you hear places, restaurants, Big City Roadhouse, like those places that advertise with us, do me a favor and go there. You're going to go eat anyway.
Roadhouse.
You might as well go to a place that supports this radio station.
And you're supporting me some pizza to go.
You're supporting two local entities in one stop if you check out our sponsor list. So it would mean a lot to me if you're a fan of the show, you go stop by these places. And we hear from these sponsors, and they're like, yeah, guys are stepping up. Guys are popping in. That's excellent.
And tell them that you heard about it from Micah.
You might not want to do that. Like, I get that, because you don't want people to think that you're, like, associated.
I really like Micah.
Yeah, bad company there. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Are the Buffs good?
I think the Buffs are all right.
I think the Buffs are good.
I think the Buffs are all right. I don't want to say good.
I don't know if they're ever going to lose again. Dude, Caden Salter, give him a second, Buffs fans. This guy is good. I'm kind of tired of the hate that this guy gets. This guy's a good quarterback. He's not Shedeur Sanders, okay? We're not going to see that guy. Now we're tiring his number. But you go up against Iowa State, who was number 22 at the time, and he had a slow start, and I saw it on Twitter, get him out of there, get Juju in, all this stuff. Guy ends up throwing two touchdowns, 255 yards, and ran for 57. The guy is one of the more entertaining quarterbacks in a quarterback-deprived region. So give the guy a break. I know, maybe he's got some growing up to do, and he said the benching really messed with him. He's just being honest. You don't think benching a quarterback messes with you? You don't think Braden Fowler-Nicolosi, if he gets a chance again, is going to be a bit rattled if he gets another? I don't think he will. Jackson Brissot seems like he's the answer. But I like this quarterback for all that they've gone through. And again, they're not getting blown out, man. They lose to a close game to BYU. They lose a close game to TCU. The Houston game was rough, but Georgia Tech, they lost a close game too. I mean, this is, I don't think this is as bad of a football team as I thought 2 weeks ago. I saw stuff in the BYU-TCU stretch that made me think, if you can just get Caden Salter to stay on schedule and not take monster sacks, this team's going to win football games.
As long as you keep that attitude from getting all salty, I think CU should be fine. Look, I don't think they're going to be a great team. I think they're going to be all right. I think they can upset some people, but they're going to be, like I said, kind of around 6-6. I'm kind of flip-flopping, I guess.
Well, this is what we do, right?
But
you learn about these teams as you go. Any chance they beat Utah on the road? Any chance?
I mean, there's always a chance. Always a chance.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, they're not this weekend. They got a bye this weekend.
Well, that gives them more of a chance then.
Yeah, so there's no line out for that yet. Maybe. We'll see. My picks are rocking again, Mike. You didn't ask about them, but I'm going to tell you. We had a really...
You told me that before the show.
Really strong weekend. 4-2. CSU got me. And the Broncos got me. They needed to cover 7.5. And they won by 2.
I called the Broncos to win outright.
Good for you. They were favorites. So, good.
I mean, I call them to win outright every week. And, of course...
Yeah, you would have made no money really on that. They're supposed to win. The juice is in the line, Mike. That's where it is, and that's what I pick against the spread, all that stuff. I'm 19-16. Just throwing it out there.
I mean, you did need my advice for a number of these.
I did pick CU to win. I did pick Wyoming to win. I did pick Air Force to cover, and I did pick UNC to cover.
And make sure when you pick UNC against Montana State.
Why are you obsessed with that game? You're obsessed with that game. One week at a time.
I guarantee it.
22 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. Jay Norvell. Today, it feels like he saved his job. I'm going to make a case for Jay Norvell.
He's got 3 weeks grace.
3 days grace. It's a good band.
That's a band.
What have you done to me?
Didn't they come to the Stampede?
Yeah. They did.
Don't sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red hot takes. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I think this is the mentality CSU has to adopt, is this animal I have become. 3 days grace, right there. The dynamite drop by me. That's what they have to do, Mike. Enough complaining about the injuries and woe is me, and enough of us complaining, oh, quarterback change, Matt Mummy, who's calling the plays, whatever. Dude, that was a statement win, and the further we get away from it, Mike, the better I'm feeling about this Rams team.
You're saying that he saved his job.
Maybe.
I think he's, at this time, right now, he's postponed the firing.
What we like to do on this show is we take things like this and we use it to predict what we believe will go down the rest of the year. Yes, it's easy to say, well, for 1 week he saved his job, but talk to me after the Hawaii game. Well, we're talking now. And I'm telling you, you stick to that game plan, you're going to beat Hawaii. You're going to dominate Wyoming. You're going to beat UNLV. If that game plan is intact, if you run the ball way more, 60+% of the time, you're going to win a few more games this year. And I still think the idea that he has to get into a Mountain West championship, I've changed a little bit on that. I like the ideas of Mike Gundy and all that stuff and Franklin, and like I get that. It's fun to talk about that, but that's not realistic, I don't believe. Are you that scared of, is Jay Norvell really that much worse than any head coach that's going to be in the new Pac-12? Oregon State just fired their coach, Mike. I'm just not going to be convinced right now that getting rid of Jay Norvell is an easy fix and bringing in a new guy to start this whole process over when you are in the Pac-12. I keep saying this is the most important season for CSU. Yeah, I sound like I'm flip-flopping, but that's one big win that changes my brain. I thought the Rams were going to get absolutely blown out by Fresno State, and they did the opposite. They won 49-21, Michael. They got off to a hot start. It got a little weird in the third quarter, but they delivered again in the fourth quarter. Jackson Berceau isn't turning the ball over. And how about Rocky freaking Beers? Turns out dude doesn't even drink beer. He has a name like Beers. What a waste. But good for him. Eyes on the prize. It's important. He had two touchdowns. I love what we're seeing from this rushing attack. You know, Lloyd Avant, Jalen Dupree, Justin Marshall. Give them the rock. In college, it's a little different than the NFL as far as carries. But you give Lloyd Avant 16 carries, I still wouldn't mind seeing somebody get to the 20 carries mark, but 16 carries for him, 7 for Dupree, 7 for Marshall. All right, we'll add the two up, and you got your almost 30 carries there. I'm in on this team, on that team. Now, again, if you get outside of that, they ran the ball 35 times, they threw it 18. If we reverse that, they're going to lose to Hawaii. I know it sounds simple. But this is a team that will win games on their running backs, on the backs of their running backs. And now you got a defense that's starting to get some confidence, and they believe they're starting to force turnovers. I mean, they have had some moments where in that game that just kind of turned things around. Paul Tangelo, did you see his fumble recovery that he had? And then the touchdown, the will to score. That was a team that said, we are not losing this game. It is not going to be a possibility. And look no further than what Paul Tangelo did when he stripped that ball. He picks it up, and he runs it back for a touchdown. And that run he had, that was like a Tim Tebow kind of thing. Where the willpower right there. To score a touchdown. I don't know, man. Something changed in my brain. I there is a part of me, Mike, that thinks they're going to go right back to where they were, and they're going to get away from what was finding success against the Bulldogs. But if they stay true to what they did against Fresno State, watch that film over and over and over and over again and do that. And I think they're going to beat Hawaii if they can do that. But then again, this is Tuesday. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I might change my mind a bit about this because I've got to have confidence that Jay Norvell doesn't. Again, what I'm seeing with coaches that we're following here is they're just trying to get cute. They're outsmarting themselves. They're overthinking it. They're underthinking it. Just do the obvious thing. I saw when I just blanked out on his name. The quarterback for the backup quarterback for CSU. Are you kidding me? Just completely gone from my brain. Taj Bullock. There we go. Thank you. Thank you to myself. I saw Taj Bullock come in for a fourth down. I thought, oh no. They're going to just do the thing where he fakes a handoff, takes off to the left, and not going to throw it, and probably gets tackled short of the sticks. And what did they do? They pitched it. And that was wide open run on the outside. My doubts were creeping in big time right there. And they did something a little different. Still not crazy about that. I'm like, just line up, run at him. One guy, the I formation, whatever, one guy in the backfield, I don't care. Just put it right down their throat. But they did that, got the first down. And Jackson Brissot is being asked to don't lose the game. Like, Braden Fowler-Nicolosi is one of those old throwback Brett Favre kind of quarterback guys. He's going to sling it. And that's fun sometimes. But when you know if you run the ball and don't turn it over, you're going to get down the field. You don't need a guy to take crazy chances down the field. Just find the short passes and stay committed to the run game. I still think if the Rams win six, Mike, I mean, I know you're like out on that if they win six, but they haven't done it. They did it last year. Jay didn't do it the 2 years before that. Steve Adazio certainly didn't do it. Mike Bobo didn't do it in his final 3 years. It's not like McElwain was doing it right before. I mean, he had that really good year, the year he got hired away. And then, you know, but before that, he didn't do it. I'm trying to think of like what his record was before that 10-win season when he was with Colorado State. Okay, they did. Yeah, 2013 was pretty damn good. He was 8-6. He was 4-8 the year before that, then 8-6, and then 10-2, and that's when he got the Florida job. There's just something about it that a game like that can change the complete trajectory of what you're doing. But you're still out, right? I mean, I want to be clear on that, Mike. You're out. You're not going to be on the good side of history. And I'm not sure where I'm going either just yet, but
I'm remaining agnostic.
I just, if you can, just don't get outside of yourself. This team is built a lot like last year. I don't know that it's better defensively, but I think they have more. I think Tyson Summers is putting them in more positions to make plays, and I think that was exactly what they advertised all offseason was what we saw in that Fresno State game. I just needed to see it once, happen one time. And the fact that, you know, Washington State smoked them, but then they gave Ole Miss a game, almost pulled off a major upset. San Diego State's looking like they're pretty good. Maybe the Rams did catch a really difficult schedule. And just, they weren't playing well either.
I think it's more like they weren't playing well.
They weren't playing well, but the teams they were going up against weren't bad. UNC is looking like they're a pretty good team.
I think a lot of it has to do with Mummy. I think the offense was dead,
yes.
And then they brought in Mummy.
But also this is why I like sometimes coaches that don't call plays. Because they get a chance to really manage the game. They don't get so deep inside. Sean Payton, I feel like, is so deep inside his playbook that sometimes he has no ability right now to find a rhythm with this offense. And that's because you're so deep in what the next play call is going to be. Oh, Jaleel McLaughlin's do a screen. Oh, he hasn't played in a while. I don't know if those things are registering. You're mixing and matching all these different lineups. And I just think that you get so caught up in your playbook that you're not managing the actual game.
Is this why I feel like the Broncos keep wasting their timeouts?
Yeah, probably. I kind of like the idea of a head coach. Maybe your specialty was offense, but you're not necessarily calling the exact plays. You're cooking them up. You're going over the game plans. You're driving that. That's your game plan. But then you have somebody that's actually calling the plays, and then you can manage the game. Like, hey, Mummy's calling this run play, but Jay Norvell's like, dude, Dupree has been on fire. He hasn't had a couple of carries in a while. We need to make sure he's in on this possession, on this drive. And that's what we're focusing on. And I'm not saying it's like they just forget about players, but I do think that sometimes that happens. I remember Michael Malone forgetting to put Aaron Gordon back in a game once. He literally confirmed in the post game he forgot about Aaron Gordon, didn't get him in. How does that happen, you ask? I don't know. There's a lot going on when you're coaching.
Maybe at that time, Aaron Gordon wasn't his guy. Was Aaron Gordon too young at that time?
No, Aaron Gordon was not too young at that time. When they traded for him, he was a wily vet.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
But
not sure.
Gordon has always been a starter and always been a very very good piece to this team ever since he got here. So it's like, how do you forget, in my opinion, the second most important nugget on this team?
So he forgot his guy.
Yeah, he forgot his guy. And do you think sometimes college football coaches forget that, oh yeah, we got Dupree. We haven't given him a carry for a while. We're just leaving this running back in, and then we're calling the plays, and oh, wait, I didn't get Dupree in this entire possession. Next thing you know, it's third and one, we didn't get it, and I didn't get Dupree in. I don't know. But I do kind of wonder if maybe Jay Norvell becomes a better coach in the sense of he's managing everything, he's overseeing everything, but you have Mummy calling the plays out. Might have been just, and that's tough to do. I mean, Sean Payton, he will never give up play calling. He will retire before that happens. That's tough to do. You have to be able to admit that maybe I'm the jack of all trades, but I'm not the master of anything right now. But they don't want to do that. And if you can be the master of managing a game, then that's the ticket to winning a lot of football games.
I think when they put him in a retirement home, he's going to have like a little play right in front of him, just like calling plays.
Sean Payton, yes.
He'll be like, yeah, I want a cheeseburger for lunch. I want some tomatoes on that. And for a side, he's just going to be reading everything off a playbook.
40 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies and formerly voice of the UNC Bears. And you're listening to The Whole Show.
Minutes after the hour. Good to be back in studio, in the Aloe Fiber Studios with you, Michael. I missed you yesterday. It was an interesting day, getting a chance to talk to Colorado State men's basketball. I've done that for the last 3 years, and I had somebody message me the other day, said, like, do you really learn a lot from those? Yeah, you kind of do. We're not talking, like, groundbreaking stuff, or I'm going to be able to walk away and tell you exactly how the rotation's going to work with these players, but you do get a sense of what these players think of their minutes and what these guys think of, you know, think how, like, how they should be utilized. I mean, most guys give you kind of the, I just want to be here. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about this. I talked to Brandon Recksteiner, the junior guard, who's a pretty good player, everything we're kind of hearing about. His previous school was Virginia Tech. And for him, there was I came here to get into the tournament. Like, it was like a, you probably heard it yesterday. Just like, I came here to get into the tournament and to get into March Madness. That is the mission. That is the goal. Everybody else was kind of like, you know, I just want to help build on this culture that they have, and, you know, I'll leave for Oak Manish's first year and blah, blah, blah. All good stuff, like positive stuff. But I saw this dude's eyes, like, he was intense. Time will tell if he's going to be a big part of this puzzle for CSU. But that was a takeaway that I had. That was more of an individual, like, I am here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to go to March Madness. We'll see if that mentality is going to help out CSU, or If you're losing games early, you always wonder, like, what if you're struggling and you're not probably, because this is Ali's first year, man, and there's a lot of changes. You don't have Nick Clifford on this team anymore. That guy won a lot of games. Maybe you didn't have business winning, and then they did make a monster run late in the season. So that was one of my takeaways. I like the guy's confidence, but then in the back of my brain, I'm immediately going, what happens if they struggle out the gate? Is this the kind of guy that's like, hey, what are we doing here? I came here for this reason. Yeah, these are kids. They want to talk about that stuff, and that's great. So we give them that format to do so. But that's a guy to watch out for, in a positive right now, if they get off to a hot start. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. 48 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, Michael, what did we learn? Coming up next, keep it right here on The Whole Show, powered by Chevron, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Pros you have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn today on this 14th day of October? I learned that maybe Sean Payton isn't pressing the issue with J.K. Dobbins and Evan Ingram because he's trying to preserve them for a late playoff run, given their injury history. I also learned that Jay Norvell, not done yet. Not by a long shot. And I learned that for the first time ever, there is a real belief surrounding the University of Northern Colorado on this football side of things. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that someone did some scientific research and proved that the referees are helping the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs wouldn't have all those Super Bowls if it wasn't for the referees, huh?
Yeah, it is a false dynasty, and I don't like it. Okay. I don't think it's ever going to be taken back, but we fans, we know the truth.
How about this? CBS Sports did their head coaches of the week in the Mountain West. It's Jay Norvell. He went from almost being fired to head coach of the week in his conference.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You saved your job for a week.
Congratulations. Is it, Ryan says that to Jim. Congratulations on doing your job. You did your job.
Good job, Jay Norvell. Look, I would not have fired him in the middle of the season.
Nope.
And I but people don't are think doing they it. Should fire him in the middle of the season.
Penn State
we'll see
did
what
it.
Happens.
Penn State did it. Now they're paying a fortune just for the guy not to be there. Said, we think so little of your job here, we don't even want you around us, and we will give you $50 million just to be away from us. That's the American dream. Be good enough to coach to get fired, and then you can make bank. That's a great thing.
They're going to suck the rest of the season.
Why do it? Why do it? All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.